Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, this time of year is really for car servicing and car repair because the season is upon us. Wintertime is coming up, and people want to take care of their car. We're going to bring on Austin Amarca. Austin is with Amarca Motors up in Lancaster to talk about car care in the winter months. And this is the time of year, Austin, that we want to get our car into the mechanic, right?
Phil, you want to get it into your mechanic or to your dealer to have the usual servicing done before the season changes. Absolutely.
What does that include?
That will include a standard service. As if you live in the Northeast, it also means changing your tires to winter tires, putting in a heavier weight motor oil. Make sure your antifreeze is topped off. You might want to have the undercoat on for the road salt.
And that undercoat, I had that when I lived in Minnesota. That is that keeps the salt from eating away at the metal.
At the chassis, absolutely. It's very, very debilitating to the frame of an automobile, the road salt, when they salt the highways in the Northeast and in the East for snow. And remember, or rather for ice, I should say, remember to approve all estimates with your signature. Most states have a law requiring estimates be put into writing, and you need to approve all estimates with your signature and also make sure of the estimate price before signing off.
Now, what about leaving the car overnight? What kind of repairs would necessitate us leaving the car overnight as opposed to what can be done there? What can we wait while we wait? What can be done?
Well, Phil, I think most places, if they can fit you in, will let you wait for the car, especially for some of the work, which is generally takes only about an hour. General servicing, tire changes, these things. But nonetheless, you are welcome to wait for the car if you'd like. What we do ask, where we work and where most mechanics work, what we do ask is to not, it's kind of a interesting situation that we have, but we do ask you not to constantly come up to the cashier or to those of us in the service area and ask us when your car is going to be ready, because that's something that we take rather seriously, and we don't want you to lose your goodwill with us. We certainly don't want to lose our goodwill with you.
All right, we're talking with Austin Amarca with Amarca Motors in Lancaster. Why would it? You're talking about goodwill between the auto mechanic and the customer?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Well, what has that got to do with the number of times if I want to know when my car is ready?
No, what I'm saying, Phil, is that what you don't want to do is what a lot of people have done in the past and continue to do, and that's come up to the cashier while you're waiting for your car or go to the service area and say, can you tell me when my car is going to be ready? Because that's the kind of thing. First of all, our cashiers are very busy. The auto repair business takes in a fair amount of money, and during the course of the day, we do require a cash count. It's our way of seeing whether we should have, you know, whether we should have come in and opened our door during that process. While we're counting our money, a customer walks up and asks if their car is ready. Now you've, and I don't want to say, but you've acted a little selfishly as a customer. You're in danger of them then going on to the back phone and telling the service area that this person is bothering them. And
so they get on the okay. Now I'm a little confused. So you guys don't want people asking you, when's my car going to be ready?
That is correct.
Because you're counting money?
No, not necessarily just that, but also, you have to understand, when you ask me over and over and over again, can you tell me when my car is going to be ready, whether you're calling for it or whether you're waiting for it, you're showing a lot of disrespect. And I hate to put...
How so?
first of all, Phil... I know my business. I don't need for you to come up and ask me over and over again about your car. It's as if you're saying to everybody else sitting in the service waiting room, I think I'll push this guy around. You see, and...
Well, that's never the intention, though, right?
Well, it may not be the intent, but every time you keep bothering somebody at the cashier window, or especially me, and I work in the service bay, and you keep asking me when's your car, you're basically saying to everybody with an earshot, watch me push this guy around like he works the counter, you know, at McDonald's. And what I would say to you, and I say this with all due respect, but you don't want to do that with me. All right, you might as well, you know, go over to Vons and push some strikers around, but please don't think you can push us in the service bay around.
I can, Mr. Mark, I can tell you, when I ask to know when my car is ready.
No, but Phil, please understand, we know that people don't mean the worst. But the effect is that.
Well, you know that when I ask you, is my car, can you tell me when my car's ready? I'm not trying to push you around.
But that's, you're bothering me, and you're making it look like you know, tell me what to do. So don't tell me what to do. Let me just restate, if I could, Phil.
Well, okay. I'm not telling you.
Let me restate what I said.
Well, hold on. We're talking with Austin Amarca. He is the owner of Amarca Motors. They're a repair and service automotive service company in Lancaster, California. You've been talking about car maintenance and...
Well, you know, winterizing the car and putting in motor oil and all the things that I mentioned. And also, yes, don't keep calling up or going up to the service guy and asking when your car's going to be ready. You know, we'll get your car done, but you have to sit in the lobby, enjoy the coffee, read a magazine, and, boy, I'll tell you, the one thing that...
It sounds to me...
Well, let me just tell you the one thing that really... If I hear about people sitting in the lobby out of earshot of me remarking to other people on how long it takes for their car, it really, I guess you could say, it makes me angry. So,
all right, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Austin Amarca is on to talk about car care. I honestly, Mr. Amarca, had not brought you on to talk about, I didn't want to be contentious.
I understand that, sir.
But apparently you want to...
And I don't mean to be contentious with you, Phil. I'm just telling people what to do and what not to do. Yes, maintain your car. Yes, top off your antifreeze. Yes, do all the things for your motor oil before the winter months. But don't... I'm just trying to let you know. Don't come up to us in the service bay and start trying to... And I don't mean to use a bad word, but, you know... my son says P.O. You know, don't try to P.O. me. Don't try to
anger you.
Don't try to anger me, exactly. And
but people are not trying to anger you. They're asking you when their car is going to get done.
I understand that. And it'll get done when it gets done. And the more times you ask me, the more you're basically spitting in my face and saying...
No, sir, I'm not spitting in your face, Mr. Marker. What I'm saying is I'm just trying to determine when my car will be ready.
I understand.
And if it takes another hour, then maybe I can go someplace else, right?
I told you the first time, I don't know. So why would I... Well, I'll give you an example, Phil. We had a guy come up to me, and he came in driving a Toyota Camry. And I hope this illustrates what I'm trying to say. Now, these guys that drive Toyota Camrys think that they're driving a Mercedes-Benz, which is, of course, it's a great car. Don't get me wrong, but it's a joke if you think you're driving a Mercedes. And then additionally, as you know, the Camry is a Japanese car. And, oh, boy, it's asking a lot for any mechanic that loves his country to work on a rice-burning... Anyway...
You don't want to work on it because it's Japanese.
I think it's asking an awful lot, yes, sir. So with all of that going against me, this guy made the mistake. He walks up after 45 minutes and he says, "When will my car be done?" And I can tell you that hurt me. And that he thinks he can order me around like I'm a Mexican. And I mean no disrespect to the Mexican people, but that's... So I told him, you know what? They found a possible leak in one of your lines, so they need to clear the line and it won't be ready till tomorrow. And we're sorry, but you'll need to come back. And the reason why I tell that story, Phil, is his big mouth bought him extra cab expense and time out of his day. Because I said to myself, boy, he's asking for it, man. He comes in here with a rice rocket, but he comes in with a Japanese car. And then he asked me when it's going to be ready.
You don't like working on Japanese cars?
No, sir, I do not. I think you ask any mechanic, any American mechanic, and it makes his... We used to say in the Army, and I don't want to be a crude, we say it makes my gonads tighten up just thinking about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're on with Austin Amarca. He is an auto mechanic. We're here to talk about car care as the winter months come up upon you. And when you bring your car in to get it serviced, do not show disrespect to the mechanic or the cashier by continually asking when's the car going to be ready. Here is Mike. You're on with Mr. Amarca on the Phil Hendry Show, Mike.
Hi, Mr. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Mark, I've been listening to your comments, and quite frankly, I'm a little bit astounded. You sound like quite a successful businessman, but in the same vein, I really don't know how you got so successful. I mean, it seems to me quite frankly,
what,
you have...
Ask me a specific question, I can answer it. You have a lot of general comments there.
You appear not to have any concept of customer service.
Well, that's not the truth, because you just said I'm a successful businessman.
Well, sir, so, I'm really astounded that if a person wants to ask you when their car is ready, I don't think it's them showing you disrespect.
I don't understand. What's the point?
The point is that you need to show your customers some understanding, some compassion.
No, I mean, what's the point of him asking me when his car's going to be ready? It'll be ready when it's ready.
So he can arrange for a ride, for a pickup, alternate transportation.
Don't you think
have an understanding of
shouldn't he figure that out before he bought his car? I'm not sure I understand you.
Well, the man is saying, if I bring...
Well, no, let this gentleman explain, Phil, because I don't mean... But he knows what he's asking. So what are you asking me, Mike?
I've been in business
for a long time. I can almost read a guy when he comes in the door, or a housewife especially, when they want to come up and ask about their car. And sometimes, so I don't lose my temper, I look them in the eye for as long as I can stand it, and then I turn and I slowly walk away.
Do you ever, let me ask you then, do you ever tell your customers and give them an exact definitive time when their car is going to be ready?
Well, it's impossible. What if we need a part? What if I'm missing a tool? What if one of my mechanics calls in sick? What if we've misdiagnosed the problem and we need to bring it back in?
Absolutely.
And if somebody brings in one of these, oh man, have you ever seen one of these Japanese cars? You know what I'm saying, Mike?
They probably won't bring them in, because unlike American cars, they work. They run. They don't break down.
Oh, really? Well, they bring them into my place by the freaking rice bucket full. God damn.
Look on the internet
all right.
You get recalls and cars that don't work.
Thanks
they're all American.
Thanks for calling. 1-800-449.
And suppose those Canadian cars, they work real good, don't they? Oh, I'm sorry. They don't make them up there. They haven't figured out how yet. And
hold on for a minute, sir, please. Because this is an hour devoted to car care, car maintenance, and helping people get their cars ready for the winter months. I don't want it to be a contention about whether a guy ought to ask when his car's going to be ready or who makes a better car, the Americans or the Japanese. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Austin Amarco on the line with us saying, what you shouldn't do when you bring your car in is continually bother the service guy with questions about when it's going to be ready. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. Phil
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back. We're on with Austin Amarco, who is with Amarco Motors in Lancaster, California, on car care. But we seem to be stuck on this issue of you guys not wanting to be asked over and over again about when their car's going to be ready by customers.
Okay, if I could jump in and give you an example of what I'm talking about, I think it'll clarify.
Go ahead.
It'll clarify what we're saying. Jan is one of our best cashiers, and she was in the middle of a money count at about 10:30. Now, you're counting the money at 10:30, because if you're having a good enough day, you don't need to stay open past noon, and everybody else can go, they can, you know, make an appointment for them. I don't care what happens to them, but they're my customers, so I do care. But the point is, she's in the middle of a cash count. The customer walks up to her and says, can you tell me when my car's going to be ready? Well, she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I couldn't believe the pair on this guy, and I looked at him and I said, excuse me? And he said, I'm asking, well, I said, the lady's busy. Okay? I said, if you want to know when your car's going to be ready, you can sit down and wait for it. See, this is what I'm talking about, Phil. It's common, decent courtesy to our cashiers and service people. Remember, there are some places, and mine is not one of them. And I want to say that. But there are some places, if you, you know, PO them enough, somebody's fooling with a brake line, somebody's...
Oh, come on. Are you telling me that somebody would purposefully render that automobile unsafe?
I've heard about it happening. Yes, sir.
Well, that's criminal, and anybody that does that belongs in a prison cell for the rest of his life.
I agree with you, Phil. But, you know, sometimes they get caught, sometimes they don't.
If I ever caught the guy, I might not even wait for the cops.
Jeez, big guy.
Yeah, that's right. Big man, that's right. Yeah. Comes to my family, damn right.
But, Phil, I'm not... All I'm saying is what some other guys do.
Okay, well... I ever heard about it, man, and that'd be the last that guy ever freaking breathed a free ounce of air, I'll tell you that. He'd be in jail for the rest of his life. 1-800...
What are you getting all upset about?
I'm getting upset over the fact that you're... Let me take a phone call. 1-800-449-8686. Darren, go ahead.
Hello there.
Yes, sir.
So you're meaning to tell me that if you... I bring my car in for, say, a muffler job, one of your classic almighty American cars... You mean to say that you can't tell me on a typical Ford Escort how long that's going to take? So say you tell me an hour, and then it's being like an hour and a half, and I come up and say, well, when
you're
my car's going to be ready, and you're going to shove me out the shop?
No, you're the guy that bought the Ford Escort. Now you're blaming it on me?
Well, no, you know, that's why. Hey, you know what? I drive a Toyota, pal. You know why? Because Japanese put the food on my table where my wife works.
Let me tell you something, they're the number one selling car in Canada right now. Just remember that they're also the number one most stolen car.
Well, just remember something else. The next time you get carjacked, just remember
I told you that. And number two, that's an automobile built by a country that had not one but two atomic bombs dropped on it. And as far as the Japanese are concerned, Canadian, American, there's no difference. So just remember,
Joe, what are these threats that somebody building a car, repairing a car, will render it unsafe?
Well, that's what I'm saying about the rice burner that this guy drives.
Anyway, you didn't answer his question.
My car's been an hour and a half. You told me it's going to be ready in an hour. And if I come up and your cashier is counting your cash flow at 10:30 in the morning, which is ludicrous in any business... You're going to thank me very much, JP Morgan.
What's that, sir? Yeah, well, sir, what I'm saying to you is just count your lucky star. Just don't bother me, okay?
Oh, really? Geez, no, you just base your business on customer service.
I'm successful because I don't allow any yuppie to push me around with their busy attitude.
How is that pushing you around by asking? My car was supposed to be ready in an hour. It's been an hour and a half. How is that pushing you around by me asking when my car is going to be ready?
Can I ask you a question?
Are you one of these Americans who are going to put a gun to my head and tell me what the hell is?
Well, you're one of the guys that's going to cut my brake lines if I piss you off, right? As long as you stay in Canada, nobody's going to put a gun to your head, okay? And number two...
Well, that's right. You know why? Because we don't have 11,000 murders here every year due to guns.
Well, you're right, sir. You don't even have 11,000 people. Now, the thing that...
All right, look, what is this, shtick now?
No, I'm trying to answer the guy's question, okay?
Not only are you a bad businessman, but you're a racist as well.
What are you in a hurry for, Chuckle Chops? Oprah doesn't start till 3, okay?
I don't get you.
Oprah doesn't start till 3.
It's amazing to me that you're even in business.
Okay, look, this is not what we're on to discuss.
I understand that, Phil.
All right, we're on to discuss automobile maintenance, not the...
This guy called up and insulted America, and he knows full well that Canada would be just a large turd if it wasn't for America. It would be a large moose turd. Number two,
you voted for Bush.
Okay, come on, man. Look, this is not a thing about nationalism. This is about.
All I want to know is this guy going to put a bullet in my brain because I ask him if my car's going to be ready?
What right do you have to bother me with a question like that?
All right, hold on for a minute.
Why? You're the one that's saying not to pee you off if I ask you my car.
You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show, and
you're the guy that's bothering me.
You're listening to the Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're talking here with Austin Amarca. Austin is an auto mechanic. He owns Amarca Motors in Lancaster. Mr. Amarca, we've gotten sidetracked.
Absolutely, Phil.
We wanted to talk about service And
absolutely, I think we've gotten sidetracked.
But you are saying things. You know, you say you don't want to work on Japanese cars. And hooray for the Canadians, they don't even know how to make cars. And then you go on to say that, you know, when someone asks you when's their car going to be ready, you say to them, man, you're really getting on my bad side. Don't ever ask me that because you're showing me no respect.
Well, Phil, look at a housewife who's got nothing but time. And this one gal came, she had a carload of kids, which is fine. They got these SUVs. And the Japanese, you know how fast the Japanese jumped into that market, because the Americans had that market for a while. So there's nothing that the Japanese that jump right in that, right? So she comes in for a tire rotation, and then she goes up to Bill Stroud, who works at our service bay over here, and she said, my son has a doctor's appointment. When will you be done? Now, that, as you know, is something we don't like, personally. But I can tell you sometimes we can handle it with good humor. We can handle it in a way that diffuses the tension. And I think Bill is an example of one of the great service personnel that we have here that makes us very special.
Did he tell her when the car was ready? Or
he's not going to tell her when the car's ready. What I'm saying is he handled it.
What did he do?
Well, he pretended, and I thought it was funny, he pretended like to talk like a deaf guy. And if you've ever heard deaf people, they'll talk like that. You know, you've heard that. So he pretended he was deaf. And the lady didn't bother him anymore. Now, that's an example of creative thinking on the job that makes us the number one service center 5 years running here in the Santa Clarita Valley. And it's what makes us very proud.
Well, okay, 1-800, what you did was, is you make... All right, let me go over here to Judy. Judy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Austin Amarca. Judy?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, go right ahead.
Hi.
I overheard
this whole thing, and it bothers me because I continuously service our cars. And I'm a typical housewife who brings a car in, and I need to know what service I'm going to need and how long. And usually, doesn't it take is a certain amount of time for a certain amount of thing to be done? And for me to get it serviced for the things that I bring it in for, wouldn't you say, okay, this will take about 3 hours? And then I can, okay... At least it gives me about four hours to do what I need to do.
At the beginning, yes, ma'am. But here's what happens. Then the guy calls back. Hi, I'm Mr. So-and-so. Can you tell me, is my car ready yet? And that's when everything turns. That's when the red mist, what I call the red mist, comes down.
The red mist?
Well, that's what makes me angry. See what I'm saying, Judy? Now, let's say you come in. Have you got children?
Yes, I do. I do.
All right, I wouldn't recommend bringing them in with you. What I would do is leave them at home.
Why not?
You don't know what's going to happen. You know,
right, because other things can happen, and you need to...
Right.
When you say that come in and ask if the car is done and this lady's counting her money, I mean...
It could get ugly.
Well... I saw someone counting money, I would not even ask her a question. I would wait.
Right, yeah, you wait until they're done.
I would wait.
And then when's a good time to ask that question?
When's it done?
No, but I would ask Mr. Marco, when's the best time to ask the question, when's my car going to be ready?
Oh, I guess you people haven't been listening to me. You never ask that question.
No.
Otherwise, you're going
to
start...
You're kidding. No, we need to ask that question. We have things to do throughout the day.
Haven't you been listening to me?
I have been listening to you, but it's really
Otherwise,
odd because everywhere I go...
Bill Rhodes, who's a tremendous employee... So he
that would just floor me if anyone did that to me.
Well, wait. You wouldn't bother him with any more questions because you think
fun.
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
You were just making fun at your customers. I mean,
no, ma'am. Bill didn't want to answer her. Pardon me, but he didn't want to answer her stupid question, so he pretended he was a deaf guy, and she didn't bother him anymore. And I thought that was a wonderful way of diffusing the situation.
Wait a minute. She wants to know when's her car going to be ready, and Bill Stroud talks like a deaf guy.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he doesn't...
He's going... You know what I mean? Now, this... If you have to ask a question...
That would really upset me. Really upset me.
What, talking to a deaf guy?
No, for him to do that.
Well, how would you know he was joking?
If he didn't want to speak to me, he can just say, I'll get someone else to assist me.
Well, no one's going to want to assist you. Nobody's going to, you know.
How does anybody, anywhere, find out when their car's going to be ready?
I'll tell you why.
We don't need the exact time.
We pick up the phone and we'll call you.
That's right. You would call me. You would say, "Well, we'll give you an estimate."
That's right.
Time,
okay.
And
thanks
you would
so
call
much.
Me
nice
back.
Talking to you.
All right, Judy. Thank you very much. Good call. 1-800-4. Wait a minute. I didn't want to hang up on her.
Well, that's all I had to say to her.
1-800-449-8686. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Larry gone? Okay, let's move over to Matt. Matt, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My family has been in the automotive and RV business for 50 years.
Yes, sir.
And when somebody brings their RV in to be worked on,
yes, sir,
they're paying their money that is paying your wages.
Well, that's absolutely correct.
You know, you
and
should show them a little bit of respect.
I do, sir.
And,
I tell them,
you know,
I can get the... But how come they're... When they keep asking me a question I told them not to ask me, then I got to go into the Bill Stroud routine.
Yeah, well...
And,
wait a minute. Is this something every guy does?
We've trained a lot of our people to do it, yeah. Go ahead. Hey,
well,
Matt.
Yeah.
Ask me this question. Sir, when's my RV going to be ready?
Depends on what you're having done and...
No. I want you to ask. Just ask
me. You'll get an estimate when it will be done.
Ask me this question, Matt. Sir, when's my RV going to be ready? Just ask me that question.
When's your RV going to be ready?
No, I can't.
See, you'll think you're talking to a deaf guy, and you'll move on to someone else.
No. The thing is,
Jesus God.
The customer is, in America, the customer is always right. You bought your pride.
Sure.
You put your pride into your work.
Yes, I do, sir.
Because that customer is paying your weight.
Can I ask you a question, Matt?
And
how busy is your shop that you have time to sit there and answer all their stupid questions, though? See? America Motors, we're busy all the time. Somebody goes, I say, I got no time for your stupid question. I got your car up on the rack. I'm going to get everything done. The guy keeps asking me. I'll just turn around and go,
yeah.
We've been in business for 50 years. How long have you been in business? How long have you stayed in business with the attitude like you've got?
This will be our second winter. 2 years, in other words.
Well,
1-2.
Stay in business another 90 days. You'll be doing good because this broadcast is going out.
Yep.
Over thousands of people.
That's right, Matt.
And word of mouth gets around.
That's exactly correct, Mr. Marka, and I would think.
Well, we've got Bill's son, Peter, to come in once a month, who's a sweet young boy. He was born with a hearing loss. And we've found that Peter can be very useful to us. He comes in and talks, deaf guy talk, and we learn from him. And
are you trying to tell me that Bill Stroud, this guy in the service area, has a deaf son who comes in once a month to teach the rest of you guys how to talk like, quote, a deaf guy, so you don't have to answer customer questions?
I thought it was a creative way to deal with things, yes, sir. We sit around the oil pan and we learn sign language, you know, which looks like a whole bunch of Japanese stuff.
All right, Matt, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Ken, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Austin and Marka. Ken?
How you doing?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'd just like to, I kind of wonder...
Is this guy deaf?
As long as he did.
What's that, sir?
Sorry, I kind of wondered how you stay in business for two winters.
Yeah, well,
come on
down to California and I'll teach you a thing or two.
I run a shop up in Canada here. I got no problem with you know, if that's the way you want to run your shop, that's fine.
Do you service those Japanese cars?
We service anything and everything. All our customers are the same. They're treated all the same with respect.
Well, wait a second. Let me ask you something. Are you a mechanic?
Yep.
And you're the owner of the shop, huh?
Yep.
Okay, let me ask you something. I'd be curious to know this. 18 times some housewife says, when's my car going to be ready? When's my car going to be ready? You need to learn how to talk like a deaf guy. And I'll tell you why.
No, you don't. You know what you got to do?
What's that?
You got to learn to respect her.
Well, what's
if you turn around and say, you know, ma'am, well, once I check it out, I'll let you know. That's all they're asking for.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. If you go,
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying.
Well, if you talk deaf, then they're not going to bother you.
Why would you want to talk deaf when you got it?
Why would you show them that kind of disrespect? Do you think they're going to come back?
It's way more polite sounding. Because
what are they going to do? They're going to turn around to you and say, "Oh, well, I'm not taking my car there. He's a deaf guy."
Oh, that's great.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Who do you think is more prejudiced, me or some person that don't like no deaf guy? Deaf, dumb, and blind.
Would you like me to answer that?
I can act deaf, dumb, and blind, and they won't bother me.
And the guy just said they won't bring their car to you either. Why the hell do they want to bring their car to be serviced by a blind guy?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't fill me with a whole bunch of confidence.
What's the matter? You guys prejudice?
Wait a second.
Prejudice, huh?
What do you mean prejudice? I don't want to have a blind guy working on my car.
So you're prejudiced. Yeah, get your way out of that one, Ken. So you're racist against blind guys. Hey, Ken, here's an easy way to sound deaf. Grab a hold of the tip of your tongue and answer any question I ask you. How you doing, Ken? And then you'll go, "I'm fine." See?
Yeah, but you know what? I get repeat customers, so I don't got to worry about acting like a deaf guy.
Yeah, your customers repeat themselves. You're right.
No, repeat customers, as in they come back for more business.
Oh, okay.
Look, Ken, thank you.
Hey, cashier, Carl.
I can't understand how come you treat people like this if they're putting your, they're putting like they're paying for your house, they're paying for your cars.
Paying for my house? I'm joking. Look, one of our head cashiers, Carla, sometimes she pretends she's blind when someone asks her, "Where's the service bay?" And she'll say, "Jesus, I couldn't tell you."
We all letting this girl count your money and
this
she's
is,
blind?
Yeah, no kidding, man. Unbelievable. Ken, thank you for your call.
Remember, Ken, grab the tip of your tongue and say something and you'll sound like a deaf guy, like this.
I figure within about 90 days you'll have lots of time to practice that all your own.
Okay, pal, we'll see who's open in 90 days from now. And guess what? My money's worth more than yours, so...
No, it isn't. Canadian money's worth more.
My ass.
No. Anyway, thanks, Ken. 1-800-449-8686. And
go ahead, try it.
Try what?
Mr. Henry, I am telling you that we are so busy, I don't want to put people off. So when they ask a question, I sound like a deaf guy. And the way to do it is to hold the tip of your tongue. Now go ahead, do it.
Mr. Amarca.
Oh, come on. I'm just a guest on your program. Please humor me.
All right. Ask me a question.
What's your name?
Phil Hendy. Jesus. It ain't that funny, okay?
Oh, no, it ain't that funny.
Phil Henry.
Ah, man, that's kicks. That's kicks. Oh, hold on, I got a customer. Yes, ma'am.
Get out of here.